Well, speaking of some people offloading some mad money, well, it's going to be Formula One next year with all intents and purposes of trying to keep costs down for 2010 and beyond. And joining us here in the Speed Freaks pits is our Formula One insider, the Ringmaster, checking in. And Ringmaster, when you hear of all the madness that's going on between the top-tier teams, the mid-level, and the backpackers for the Formula One series for 2009, so much for the racing. It's all about this new organization that's supposedly going to be starting up in 2010.
There was a race today?
No.
Maybe.
I was seeing crumpets, but maybe not a race.
Well, you know what? There is a three-week holiday, as they call it, coming on right about now. So in the next 3 weeks, cooler heads had better prevail, or we will be having a replay of USAC CART in 1979 and IRL and Camp Car, whatever it was called then, in
CART.
What, 94? 94. So they're sending out these magnificent press releases. The FOTA, which stands for Formula One Teams Association, in its latest configuration, says that all the sponsors are going to go with them, and all of the drivers. And you know, you've got Felipe Massa saying, "I'm a Ferrari driver, so wherever Ferrari will be is where I am." And Red Bull has obviously signed up with all four of its cars. So the only thing that can lead to speculation is they say that if this goes much further into July, then they've gone past their point of return, which means the FOTA teams must have contracts either signed or on their way to being signed as we speak with several circuits around the world. So I immediately go to all of the traditional European circuits around the world that Formula One has vacated, places like Assen, Imola, Estoril, some of the traditional Formula One tracks that Formula One hasn't been to since the mid-90s could potentially find their way back. But I don't know. It's ridiculous. It didn't seem good to me.
Well, what's this thing about sanctioning? We found something prior to the show starting that because Max Mosley, head of the FIA, he's saying, I know you're not going to get Dorna because Dorna is apparently cash-strapped. They're not going to sanction you. And if you want to do something internationally, I'm going to have to sanction you. I'm the FIA, and guess what? If you don't want to work with me tough, you're going to have to. What's up with that?
Well, I would think that sounds great in theory, but it doesn't have to be Dorna. I mean, Formula One Teams Association could be their own sanctioning body. They don't necessarily have to go through anybody else. And just because a track is licensed by the FIA does not mean it can't be licensed by another series, i.e., the Indianapolis Motor Speedway is a perfect example. Now, what the what the FIA may do is say that any circuit that it sanctions, allows series to perform on its tracks will no longer be sanctioned by the FIA. So that could cause some ruffles, but I would think that Dorna, let's not forget the holding company, and this is what this is all kind of going back to, obviously with the economy and everyone being cash strapped. The CVC, which bought Formula One 3 years ago, do you guys remember that? Well, they had to leverage everything, including probably Max Mosley's house, to get the deal done, and they're coming up short in the change drawer, and so that's why everyone is kind of demanding all of these cutbacks and all of these things, and the Formula One teams have, several billion dollars worth of infrastructure laying around there. I mean, most of the top teams have at least two wind tunnels that run 24 hours a day, which at this point are now irrelevant because they pretty much made them illegal, but they can't get down to $60 million a year from $300 million a year because they just can't get down that fast, which is, the only business I've ever heard of in the world that can't figure out how to save money with a quickness.
Ringmaster checks in with the Speed Freaks, Crash Gladys, Statman, Chris Throttle Jacobs. Ringmaster, quickly, are we going to have two series next year in Formula One?
Oh, it's a tough question, Kenny. I'm going to go with no. I think in the next 3 weeks we'll hear something. They're not that stupid. Well, maybe they are. I don't know. I think they're going to figure out. I think they're going to figure out something.
Well, in honor of Ringmaster, in honor of Ringmaster and Max Mosley, which, by the way, according to Jailhouse Steve, he says, how can Max Mosley sanction you when you're supposed to be whipping him?
That'll never get old.
No, it won't.
That'll never get old.
It'll never get old.
And it'll never come down from the top of the Google search.
No.
So stay tuned, but I wouldn't think that this is going to go too much further. I think this is a nice public relations exercise, but yeah. Then again, I could be wrong. Who'd have thought Jensen Button would win 6 from 7?
Nice. Hey, Ringmaster, thanks for checking in, dude.
All right, guys, thanks.
All right, Ringmaster checking in. And honor Ringmaster, a little super freak. Honor Ringmaster in this whole debacle with Formula One.
Super freak.
Super freak.
And the only super freak in F1 is Max Mosley.
Yeah.
He is the
I don't know,
super
Bernie
freak.
Ecclestone, kind of borderline super
freak. Nation.
Until we see Ecclestone in stockings.
Yeah. But, what Stat's talking about, Max Mosley, who runs the FIA, the governing body, over everybody except really North America, was literally caught. This is not alleged, but was caught with a couple of prostitutes in his room, being whipped by these prostitutes. This is again.
This is a year ago. We're still talking about it.
Good all of NFL.
You're missing the best part, though. They were dressed as Nazis.
Nazi,
I mean, that guy, you cannot question his dedication.
No.
To his, particular fetish.
You want to do your motorsports moment now or next hour?
No, let's do it next hour.
All right.
He doesn't want to follow Nazi prostitutes.
Yeah, I'm all, talking about Twittering.
You're Twittered, man.